Blog Talk Radio.
Tune in each week to Thoughts, Love, and Reflections, hosted by author James T. Deshaies. Tune in and dial in Tuesday, 6 p.m., 657-383-0309, Thursday, 6 p.m., 347-855-8867, and Saturdays, 8 p.m., 657-383-0309, all times Eastern. James is the author of Thoughts, Love, and Reflections, and also Passion, Desire, and Contemplation. We talk about everything that's happening in our world, anything that impacts the lives of our listeners. If you'd like to be a guest on the show, email us at djames82@aol.com or call 407-394-9819 for more information. That's Thoughts, Love, and Reflections, heard here on your favorite radio station, Never Had It So Good, Sports Media Network.
Welcome, everyone. This is your host, James T. Deshaies, with Thoughts, Love, and Reflection, brought to you by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. Again, you know that I'm always happy and glad to be here with you. And we're going to talk about something that's dear to my heart. I talk to you a lot and often talk to you about how I'm starting the second phase of my life. I worked for 30 years as a Orange County Public School instructor, and I did that because I needed a career that would help to pay the bills and would help to feed me and would allow me a certain standard of living. Now I consider myself starting my second phase of life, where I'm given the opportunity to try to create another career, and as a writer, as a radio host, as a speaker. So I'm trying to develop my second career and in hopes that I can impact the lives of some people by doing that. And I have recently created an LLC, and I'm just going about creating my own business. So we want to talk about, you know, creating our own business, becoming self-employed, and what kind of impact that would have on the people around us and on the nation. You know, I grew up with my parents encouraging me to go to college and to get a good job and get a good career, and I did that. And my career provided me an opportunity to stay employed for 30 years. But what it didn't provide me with was an opportunity to help other people around me other than educating them. I wasn't able to give anybody a job. I wasn't able to make money enough to hire anybody. But being self-employed now may very well give me an opportunity to put a dent in the large unemployment that is how African Americans are the large number that is always above all the other races in terms of people of color always being largely unemployed. And so what we need to do, I think, now is swing the pendulum back the other way and become more interested in self-employment and working to have our own companies that provide services and provide opportunities to others. So we're going to spend some time talking about that today and see what it is that we can do and what we can look forward to once we have probably reached the point where I am today. It may not be something you can do early on, and it may be something you can do early on, but I think what's important is for us to at least put it into the conversation. Ms. Shelley Washington, are you there? Ms. Shelley Washington, are you there? We're going to.
Yes, I am here.
How you doing, Ms. Washington?
I'm good. I'm good.
Could you give us some of your background and why do you think it's important at this day and time for us to try to discover ways to create our own businesses and create our own sources of income?
Yes, well, that is very important, especially in today's economy, because as you know, there's an awful lot of unemployment, and it's good to have a job. I definitely believe in a job. I am a legal secretary by profession, and I've been doing that now for 40 years. But I also have other streams of income, which I think is very important, because my retirement from my job will not be enough to support me. You know, I should be ready to retire in a few years, but unfortunately, my job just does not provide enough. So I have to do other things in order to increase that cash flow.
And that's something that is true for a lot of individuals, that they find themselves not being able to save enough, or their jobs are not providing them the kind of retirement benefits that are needed to stay at the same standard of living. And, of course, that's what I find myself in that situation, too, when I just recently retired. So, but what I do see is an opportunity to invest some of my free time in developing another source of income. And a lot of times these different sources of income can help you in a lot of different ways. They talk about some of the tax write-offs you can get when you have a company, and how you can write off part of your home and part of your phone. And so there are a lot of opportunities for discounts related to business ownership, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Business ownership is very important. And if you have enough money to go out and buy a franchise, I think that's excellent. The only problem with that is it's extremely expensive. So if you don't have like well over $100,000, and if you're not able to wait about 5 years to see a return on your investment, then that may not be a viable option. So starting your own business, you can start a small business that doesn't require as much money, and you can help others as well. So I am in the network marketing industry. I think that is a great way to, create your own business and work for yourself.
And what, now that we're in this new phase and in this environment where the internet is so much involved in our lives, it gives you an opportunity to look into a business where just having the internet and becoming Facebook savvy or getting involved in social media and some of these different things. There's so many different options out there to reach out to people and talk to people and create these new teams of individuals so that you can get like-minded people working in the same direction. Are these things a benefit to you as you look to create new opportunities for yourself?
Yes, absolutely. Yes, they're beneficial. I like the field of network marketing. It takes a lot of time to build, however, and a lot of people aren't successful at it because they give up too easily. They think that it is get rich quick, but that certainly is not the case. It's network marketing, which means you must work. So a lot of people fail to realize that you do have to work. It's not, you get into something and then you're just going to become rich overnight. I mean, you think about when you started your job, if you are working, you are not where you were, let's say, in the beginning of your career. You weren't making a large amount of money, and you're probably not, if your career has gone on for many years, you're probably not going to make as much money as you had hoped. It just doesn't happen like that. You know, it takes time. Anything takes time.
So tell me, now you said you've been working for 40 plus years in your career. What parts of your talents do you bring to your new business that helps you, that you developed over that 4-year period, that you bring into your new business that allows you to be even more successful?
Well, I guess just general skills, like clerical skills. I am a secretary, a legal secretary. So I have to be organized. So there are organizational skills that, you know, come into play. Let's see what else. I have to speak with people. So I speak with people, and that's another one. And you have to be motivated and dedicated, and you have to do what you have to do.
And I'm so, and I'm in, and I'm inclined to think the same way that you do. I do know that over the years, I worked extremely hard developing my communication skills, my computer skills, and now working for myself, I know that I have to be conscious of trying to take all the necessary steps to reach these new opportunities that I want to reach and be able to take advantage of my skills to flip them in a way that allow me to create another source of income. We have several people out there, and we want to get a reach out and talk to everybody. And what we're talking about today is in this new environment, we have to look toward what can we do to create our own sources of income and work in developing our entrepreneurial skills so that we can not only benefit ourselves, but possibly grow our business to the point where we can benefit others around us. So I'm going to call you guys in to talk with us about, you know, what your dreams and aspirations are outside of your career that you might develop into an entrepreneurial opportunity. So I'm going to go with, let's see, 1958, 1958. Give us your name and where you're calling from, and what kind of dreams do you have related to being your own boss and working to develop something that could benefit the world around you and work with help unemployment related to African Americans?
Good afternoon, Mr. Duche. This is Kathy from California. Great topic, great show, great information from the caller that you have on with you. What we are doing is we have a nonprofit organization, and all the people that are on the board actually work right now, but we're working to set ourselves up to do that full-time. And once we become full-time, we'll be able to hire people in to assist us in what we're doing. Also, as the previous caller was talking about, I was thinking about Proverbs 18 and 16, and it says, your gift will make room for you. And as she said, she's been doing that for 40 years. So everything that she's learned, everything that she's been working towards, now she can take that and open, I mean, as she's doing already, you know, and in her new business, that other stream of money to make other source of income, because she has been doing that for the last 40 years. As for yourself, you know, you were communicating, you were in there with the kids. Now you've transitioned that over, you know, to now you have the talk show, you're doing the books. So that, to me, that's how it's supposed to go. Whatever you're doing now, when you get to that point, transition it over to have that stream of income coming in for yourself, and also bring other people in to assist you, not only assist you, but help them build themselves to go out and start their own companies as well.
Well, Cassie, what is the mission of your nonprofit?
Well, the mission of our nonprofit is we go into the inner city communities and we donate new shoes to underprivileged children, because a lot of children in the inner city don't have new shoes. So when they go into the classroom, they're being talked about, you know, by their peers, or, you know, something is being said. So that stops them from coming to school. That's so what we try to do is we try to build their self-esteem, giving them a new pair of shoes. That's one thing that they don't have to worry about when they go inside of the classroom. We give them backpacks, so when they get ready to start school back, they'll have all the essentials that they need, you know, to start the school year off fresh. So what we're doing is we go out and we get grants from these big foundations and corporations, and we take that money and we put it back into the community. So that's what our mission is to bring hope into the inner city community, to have people to know that, hey, there are people out there doing things to help the community. And through that, we've gotten a lot of volunteers who volunteer with us all the time. So we're looking at the young people. So, you know, one day they may say, do you got a job for us in the summertime? Yeah, come on, you can make the phone calls to some of these organizations to try to get us some free backpacks, some whatever it is. And we pay them, we will pay them through, you know, whatever grants we receive during that processing time.
And that sounds so exciting, because there's always a need in large cities to assist minorities. And I'm sure that you're getting a lot of people who just need your support, and that's awesome. Shelly, can you kind of tell us, in terms of your business and what you're trying to get started, what is going to be your mission and what is your dream in terms of your long-term dreams for your business?
Okay, well, actually, I commend Kathy for the nonprofit, because that is ultimately what I want to do. I want to start a nonprofit. But as Kathy will tell you, it is very expensive to do anything. I mean, whether it's nonprofit or whatever, because you have to, or it's expensive and it takes a lot of work. You have to, you know, go to the right people. You have to get the right grants. It's a lot of work. But that is something that I would like to do as well. So I am working on getting more money, basically. And I do, like, I am in network marketing, but I've just come upon something else that is working for myself that is not network marketing, and it's not a company per se, but it provides an opportunity to get money, which is what is needed to do a lot of these things that we would like to do. So, yeah.
Well, you know, you're so right. It is always a part, should be a part of everybody's mission to assist those that are around them. So even though we fight for success in our individual businesses and we want to increase our income, there should be a part of that mission related to helping other segments who need assistance. So that's always very important. Okay, we're going to go to – I want all of you to remain out there, because I'm going to come back to you. But I'm going to go to another individual that I know that is involved in a nonprofit work, and have her tell us a little bit about her nonprofit mission. 9454, 9454, give us your name and where you're calling from. 9454, you there? All right, we'll come back. 3766. Give us your name and where you're calling from.
Regina, calling from
Columbia.
How you
doing, Regina? I know that you are in education. Now, Regina, is there anything you do outside of education, or are you looking for an opportunity in the future to become an entrepreneur and be in charge of your own income?
I've had the opportunity to do several network marketing type missions. And after doing several of them, the one that I am enjoying the most and the one that is working the best for me is as a premier jeweler. And that is what I'm doing right now. I've always heard my mom say it's a poor rat that only has one hole to run into. And my family has always been involved in business. When I went into education, I would get my paycheck, and that was all that I had. And I started thinking, I need to have another source of income. And so that's when I started looking at all of the things, the Avon, the Mary Kay, the Amway, the this, the that, and eventually settled with Premier Jewelry, which I'm thoroughly loving and enjoying. So that's
how long have you been with them?
A year.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, I'm going to have to use that. Let me make sure I got. It's a poor rat that don't have more than one hole. Is that what you said?
It's a poor rat that only has one hole to run into.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to have to remember that one. Yeah, I have to grab all these things because I know they'll work for me at some point, so I have to keep them under my hat. let me ask you. Now, I was out in your area, and you provided me your nonprofit. I had the opportunity because I got these huge feet. And I was given an opportunity because you all had some shoes that you didn't have. So you're always looking for shoes to help young people feel proud of themselves because you know how important these shoes are to them. So isn't that a part of your mission is to get the kind of shoes that the young people can be proud of? Are you still there, Kathy?
I'm sorry, yes. I thought you were talking to the previous caller. What did you say, Mr. Shane?
When I was out in California, I remember that I was able to get a pair of large tennis shoes, you know, a large size, because I got about a 15, 16. And so that part of your mission is to get very brand name shoes so that these kids can be real proud of the shoes that you give them and that they can wear them proudly. Is that not part of your vision?
That is correct, yes. And we try to make sure that we have some of the latest shoes from Skechers or New Balance, whoever is out there, whoever will actually donate to us, you know, we try to make those shoes available. But when we have the events, James, most of the kids that come and get the shoes, they're just grateful to have a new pair of shoes. I mean, it out of 1,000 kids, you may get 5 that say, I don't like these, can I have a different pair? Most of those kids are so grateful to be able to receive a new pair of shoes to know that those are their shoes. I mean, they don't even really look at what the name brand is. They just look at that I have a new pair of shoes. And for me, that's what it's all about, making sure that, you know, they're happy when they leave there, that they don't have to worry about somebody talking about their shoes, you know. So that's the joy that I get out of it. So I strive to try to get these people to understand that these kids don't have what other kids have. So, you know, it's a blessing. It's just a blessing. So, yeah.
Well, no doubt, when you put a smile on somebody's face and they feel grateful for what it is that you're doing, it makes you feel good inside. And that's part of being in charge of your own business. When you have a sizable amount of income and that it allows you to do the kinds of things that we want to do for other people, you know, trying to raise your standard. You know, I heard one time that you can't be a blessing until you get a blessing. And, you know, sometimes it's not all about working hard to increase your income just to have it. It's about increasing your income so you can share it with others who you think are important in your life. You know, there are all kind of different segments of the population that need people to champion for them. And you, until you get your life right, you can't do it the way you want to and in the style that you might want to do it. So that I work hard not only for myself, but for the opportunity to one day be able to make a difference in the lives of people outside of myself. What do you think about that, Regina?
You definitely can't be a financial blessing to someone else if you don't have the finances to give. And I am a firm believer in the more you give, the more you will have given back to you. So oftentimes in my my extra business, I will do shows and often donate jewelry to shelters or places for women who are going back out into the workforce, so that as the young lady who has the shoes for the children, these ladies, as they go out to seek employment, they will feel good about themselves. And while it may not be a monetary endeavor, it did cost me something, but it also makes them feel good. So that's very important, to be able to help others.
And I know it is for me as well. Shelly, could you tell me a little bit about you saying you want to get involved in nonprofits? What segment of society will your nonprofit benefit once you get it established and get it rolling?
Okay. My nonprofit would be mainly to help senior citizens, veterans, and also children. Those are the three that I would like to help, because I think that our veterans, you know, when they come out of the service, sometimes they're not quite right and they don't have services available for them all the time. So I'd like to provide like housing, but let's say monitored housing for the veterans that aren't able mentally to take care of themselves. You know what I'm saying? They need that additional care, like a senior citizen would need, and also like good care. I mean, very good care, not just, you know, where they put you somewhere and they forget about you, not that, but I want to have really good care. And I also would like to help children and have them, well, have some place after school that, because we don't have anything that helps anything that's regulated anyway, like your police officers, people that work shift work, nurses, police officers, you know, people that work the second shift, like 3 to 11 or even overnight. We need some type of night care. So I would like to see, you know, a night care center be developed for children. So, because all the time you don't have family in the area, and if you don't have family, it's very difficult to, you know, to work if you're working, you know, out of the norm 9 to 5. So.
And I think you're so right. I know here in Orlando, in a part of one of the areas that I work in, or my museum, the museum that I work for, is there are a lot of people who are receiving checks from the government related to their service in the military, but they just cannot get on their feet because they don't have anyone to assist them. And their own, they're getting involved heavily into drugs, heavily into drinking, and that is keeping them from keeping a roof over their head. So if they had someone to kind of intervene for them and to kind of control a little bit of their lifestyle and be of assistance, that'd probably be a lot better for them than just giving them money.
Right.
And they'd be
because
out
they have
there
the
indulging
money, so they...
in that kind of stuff.
Exactly. It has to be more monitored. You know, their money should be, they need care. They just, because giving them a check doesn't help them, because like you said, they will. They'll go out there and they'll use it for the wrong things, and then that's not helping them. So I really would like to help them, you know. There should be some kind of program set up so that they can get the help that they need, and that they can have like I don't know. It's all in my head, but I just have to figure it out. But that's what I ultimately would like to do.
Okay. Now, Kathy. I'm back to 1958. Kathy, are you still there?
Yes, I'm here, Jane.
Well, Kathy, if you were in a perfect world and you could get all the money that you needed for your nonprofit, where would you expand your business to, and how would you help young people to get on board with what it is that you're doing so your nonprofit would have a legacy of growth?
Well, we are out of two locations right now in California, and we have talked about expanding our nonprofit worldwide. We were looking in Ghana, Africa, because we do have some people out there. And if you've ever been to Ghana, you know, actually a really rich country. But there are parts of Ghana where the kids, they have a lot of kids in foster homes and orphanages. So that would be one of the places that we would donate to. As far as the youth are concerned, we would actually put them on staff for after school to come in and just try to facilitate everything because, you know, we are getting older and they will be the next generation to take over, just to train them and show them and talk to them about, you know, life skills and what it is that they want to be, because everybody doesn't have a heart to be to go out into communities. So it may be some teachers, it may be some writers, it may be some doctors, but just to try to see where their head is and then try to push them into those areas that where they actually need to go.
And that's so important, is that we have to learn that we have to pass the baton on and not just think of ourselves. We have to think about others and be able to have a mission for our nonprofits that go beyond just ourselves. We want to be able to establish a situation where young people are prepared and have been trained to take over and make the transition so that there's no loss of continuity to the organizations that we create. And we have to know that our organizations, we can't wait for other people to do it for us. And when I say other people, I mean it's important for all facets of races and different religions to create organizations that speak to that group of people that they're interested in. Every organization can't cover the whole world. Somebody has to speak to individual segments of the population that they have a heart to assist. And I think that's what we have to be prepared to do. And as people of color, we have to support and do the kind of work that are going to benefit the people that we have a heart for.
Yeah.
What do you think about that, Regina?
I agree with what you're saying. I also feel and would like to see, and this may sound a little odd, but I would like to see a nonprofit be formed to help people who want to form nonprofits to see their dreams become reality. I heard one of your callers say that she had these ideas, but they were in her head. And that's the same thing with me. I have an idea. I know the need is there. I know the demographics are there, but it's in my head. And how do I get it from my head to a business plan, to actually knowing how to write the grants, to actually finding a place to a stone brick and mortar facility? This is hard. So we all all of us, if I'm listening correctly, seem to have the heart. But it takes more than just having the heart. You have to have whatever it takes to actually get your ideas from head to paper to building to reach the population you're trying to reach.
And I think there's a lot of support out there. And just like you say, though, you have to be trained and have the knowledge of how to reach that support so that you have the funding to benefit the people you want to reach out to. I have to tell you that I have a group that I have a love for. Excuse me. I have a love for, and that's men that are incarcerated. After working 10 years, the last 10 years of my career at Orange County Public Schools at the 33rd Street Jail, I've seen so many young boys who deserve a second chance. I mean, young men who were they were just getting into adulthood, and they have to face, you know, 8, 10, 20 years incarcerated. And then when they come out of jail, they are so far behind. And I would like to develop, you know, take advantage of the internet and figure out a way that we can help men who really want to work hard and don't have to be faced with the scrutiny of people not hiring them because of their felony or the way they look. And that if we could train them on the internet and learn, teach them how to do honest marketing or work on the internet that doesn't require, you know, again, that they be face-to-face with their employer, that that they could find a way of creating an income so that they wouldn't have to go back into the system. And that's what my heart is for. If I ever get to the point where I could really train some young men on using the computer and using the internet and using Facebook to help people market their business or increase their sales, and that the only thing these people would care about is results and not care about who was getting them the results they need. And that may be a way for them to make an income and not be under the scrutiny that they'll face if they had to go into an interview or something of that nature. What do you think about that, Kathy?
You know, I was just sitting here thinking as each one of you guys were talking, and you're right there. I mean, the first step is you write a mission statement, and only you know what you want your organization to do for the world or for a community or for a state. So that's the first thing. You put a mission statement together. And, James, because you have worked with kids who were incarcerated, you already have a connection. So once you get your nonprofit up and going, you just go and talk to whoever it is that's in charge. They will send those people to you. And you start from your house. And you don't need, like they were telling us the other day, you don't need $1 million to start a gift that God has given you, because he's given each one of us ideas and gifts to be able to go out and assist, you know, other people. So it's right there. The first step is to put the mission statement together. I do have a number of a place that processed our 501c3. It took 6 months to come back. It was very reasonable, and I mean reasonable to me was $700. You know, we pay for it in portions, and they do allow you to do that, and then they set you up. And after that, then you start going to these different corporations, and you go to their community outreach part, and you read on there who they give money to, like the other lady who talked about the kids and the military, and I think it was something else, but I know the kids and the military were too. But what I would suggest is to focus on one. Which one really tugs at your heart the most? You know, if it's the military, then go all in for the military. If it's the kids, then go all in for the kids. And like you said, the young men who are coming out, of jail and want to get a job, then focus in on that, because you can do a great help to those kids. Because when they come out, they don't know where to go, but you will be able to have the resources for them, to have people will donate computers to you to set up for them to do that. Because the thing is, everybody wants to see everybody do well, you know, and there's room for all people that want to open up this nonprofit organization. But I would say the first thing is to get your mission statement, because when you go to these places, the first thing they ask for is a mission statement. The second thing they ask for, are you a 501c3? And if you have those two things, most of the times they will donate to your organization. And you can start your organization out of your home. Find a space where you can just begin to write about what it is you want to do, and that's how it starts. That's how we started.
Yeah, and that sounds so good. You know, you are right. You can start off small, and you just have to get your documentation that you need. I know that it's important, though, to have the knowledge and have people who've been through it already to assist you with taking the proper steps, because there are people out there who will take advantage of your dream and charge you more than you need to be charged to reach your goals. You know, some people out there are so interested in getting in your pocket, and they won't tell you that there are certain services that will do it a lot cheaper, because they're just in it for the money. And you probably do need to narrow down your segment of society that you're trying to help to get a good focus. But it's all about helping people and becoming in charge. You know, when we talk about entrepreneurship and working outside of your career choice, once you know, I know that I never would have made it trying to do what I'm doing now if I had not had my career behind me. And so that's why I call it, again, my second phase of life. I know that this now I don't have to worry about eating or where I'm going to sleep, because I've taken care of that. And now that we're living so much longer, I can now work on something that I can truly love and look forward to waking up in the morning and doing on a regular basis. And that's what this brings to me. I love writing. I love being on the radio, running my mouth. And I love the thought of one day being in a position to help people beyond myself. And that seems to be what we all have in common, is a love for people, a love to do better. You know, God, one of the things that God, again, you all know I'm not that great with the Bible, but there are a few stories I remember. And I remember that God gave three men different talents. And one man buried his talent in the dirt, and two others actually went out and did something with their talents. And he blessed those that actually did something. And it's, you know, here we are, as we talk on the radio today, we all are going beyond what we just normally do to try to do something extra. And that's what life is about. It is about doing more than what is the norm, and then you can expect more in return than what is normally given. What do you think about that, Shelley?
I think you're absolutely right. That is truly, you know, I love the story of the talents. A lot of people don't realize it, but God does want us to prosper. He doesn't want to see us, you know, begging, because like you said earlier, you can't help others if you don't have enough yourself. So it starts with you having enough so that you can give to others, because you can't give what you don't have. And it is, some people just believe that, you know, you're supposed to be poor, you're not supposed to have any money, God doesn't want us to have any money. That simply is not true, because if he didn't want us to have any money, we wouldn't be able to bless other people and provide what they need. So I love that story of the talents, you know. And he didn't bless the one that buried his talent. The ones that made it grow, he blessed them. You're right. They did something with it. They used their abilities to grow their talents. So, yes.
Yeah. Regina, what are your words? We're getting close to the end. I want to make sure I go back to everybody. Regina, what do you think about the fact that there's nothing wrong with us wanting more than we normally have, and to have dreams and aspirations of greater goals and opportunities? And that's what being a believer is all about, related to our Creator. What are your thoughts on that?
I'm in total agreement with you. With everything that everyone has said, and I just feel so blessed to be able to hear the desires of our hearts being articulated, and knowing that somehow, some way, that we will all be able to have these avenues to help other people, those who are less fortunate, those who may not be less fortunate, but who need to get to the next level in order to be prosperous and help others as they go through life. So I wish everybody Godspeed and blessings, and I just think it's a wonderful, wonderful opportunity to be able to share and put it out there in the air, and actually get it out of our heads and into the air as to what we really want to do in our second phase.
And I'm just telling you, I sit down and I marvel at some of the things that people are doing, and I look forward to having the opportunity to do them myself or live to a certain degree. And I'm just not going to be ashamed or embarrassed about what I hope that God gives me the strength to obtain over time and allow me to share with others. I don't think there's anything to be embarrassed about related to, you know, living and dreaming and having aspirations that go beyond the norm. And, again, when your aspirations and dreams go beyond the norm, that allows you then to be a true blessing to other people and help others when you have what's beyond what is just your need. And you can now decide to go and assist people who have greater needs than you, and you have more than enough for yourself, so therefore that you can give it to others. Cassie, what do you think about that?
I think you're absolutely right, James. But you know what, so many times, as we start the journey of a second or third task, it gets to be a little frustrating because everything is not coming together. But what I can say is just to never give up, because there will be times where you turn your back on what you've written inside of the book of your next phase and walk away for a couple of days because you have to debrief yourself to start over. But then once you go back, it seems like everything just begins to come together. There have been many times that I said, Lord, this must not be what you want me to do, and I'll leave it alone for a while, but then I'll go back maybe 3 or 4 days, maybe a month, and then just say, Lord, what is it? And then the people will begin to come. You know, it's like he just send the people, okay, you're right on track, so that lets me know that I'm right on track. And for everybody on here that said that they have an idea and they want to do something, that means that you're right on track. You're right where God wants you to be, and he's getting ready to birth something beautiful, extra, in your life.
Well, I have to tell you that my first book cost me a lot of money. And my second book, I learned how to get it done just as good on less. And so we always have to be prepared to learn and to don't stay necessarily on the same path when we see that there's a way to change that path a little bit, but get a better result, then we need to do that because it comes from learning. And as you're learning more, you're able to change the dynamics of what it is that you're doing so that you can do it a lot more smarter. And so I just thank God that as I go through trying to live my dreams and obtain my goals, that I learn to do them smarter and more simpler, but don't release the challenge that is available to me. Life is about challenge. Life is about creating opportunities not only for yourself, but for those who come behind you or those who cross your path. And so we want to be a blessing to each other, and I consider all of you a part of my team as I move forward. And I just want to just encourage you as much as you all have continued to encourage me about where it is we're going. And it lets me know that it's okay to have dreams and aspirations. And we want to encourage those who are listening to have dreams and aspirations as well, and know that we're all in this together, and that those who are believers have every right to have more abundance, just like those who are not believers. Sometimes we get caught up and wonder why it is that those outside the umbrella seem to be getting all the benefits, but those benefits are entitled to us just as well. And part of it is being believers, we deserve it even more. Ms. Washington, what do you think about that?
That's absolutely right. But God chooses to bless who he pleases, and the blessings are, you know, they fall on who he wants to bless. And, yeah, but I believe that we should be comfortable with having more. I think a lot of Christians, a lot of believers are not comfortable with having more than what's necessary. They think that they have to only have have their needs met, but it's more than that. I believe that our Lord and Savior wants us to have much more than that. He wants us to have more so that we can give more, and that's just what I believe.
All right, Regina, I'm coming to you. We're down to about 8 more minutes, and so I'm going to give you two minutes. What are your thoughts? Oh,
I'm
Regina,
just encouraged.
I wanted to make sure that I said something about that beautiful T-shirt that you got available. Can you tell us how everybody can get one of those T-shirts that you're having made right now?
Oh, if you go to my Facebook page, Regina E. Williams, and just inbox me on that, I can give you the information. The T-shirts say, don't boo, vote. And the white shirt, and that is what President Obama said at the Democratic National Convention. And so the white shirts are $10, the blue and red are $12. And now that we're talking about entrepreneurship, my heart is always in helping other people. So I'm actually helping a young couple who has a small business. And when I helped them with the grammar and the punctuation, I had no intent on getting any type of monies back or getting paid for that. But they're going to donate a portion to our community organization, our neighborhood organization. But it says, don't boo, vote. $10 for the white shirt, $12 for the blue and the red shirts. And we have sizes extra small to 3X, and we're going to get 4 and 5X this coming week.
All right, now that's going to be my call to action. So Regina Williams, go to Regina Williams on Facebook and put in an order for her T-shirts. Don't boo, vote. I'm a big believer in calling people to action, and that's one that we need to add to our wardrobe is a T-shirt that is says, "Don't boo vote." And I'm a big that's an inspiration to me. I haven't written a poem related to that, but you all know how I like to write poems. And now one of the poems I wrote from the convention was, "When they go low, we go high." So if you want that poem, just hit me up on Facebook and I'll send it to you. I already wrote it already, and it's an outstanding poem. But I did that after listening to Michelle Obama. And I also wrote "I'm With Her" for Hillary Clinton. So,
yes,
you know,
yes.
I love to
That's
write.
Awesome.
So now if you say something, I'll put it in words. You know how I am.
That, and that poem, actually, hopefully it will get into the hands of Bill Clinton, that "I'm With Her." That was a phenomenal poem. It really
well,
was.
Well, I appreciate that.
Poem.
And I appreciate
yes.
you, all you guys. We done went through an hour real fast, and I just want to thank all of you, Kathy, Ms. Washington, and Regina for calling in. You make it a great show when I have people to talk with and to discuss the kinds of things that we discuss. We'll be back tomorrow at 6 p.m., and I just want to let you know that I'm here for you, and I want us to create something that we all can be proud of. Thoughts, Love, and Reflection is here to serve the community and the state and the country. And we want our voices to be heard loud and clear about all the things that we have to talk about. And I also want to share with you that Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network is the network that is on the move. And the network is here so that you have a lot of different shows that meet your needs. So come on and find out what we're doing and what it is, and get involved. We want everyone to get involved and have a voice on what's going on. So I just want to tell you, after a great show, I want you to go inbox Regina Williams related to that T-shirt, "Don't Boo, Vote," because that's what we got to do to make sure Donald Trump is not elected. And again, I want to thank everybody who called in on the show today. I want to thank those of you who are in the audience, who are going to download the show. And remember, this show is for you, a vehicle for your voice to be heard every day. And tomorrow we'll be back at 6 p.m. ready to discuss another subject. Take care, everybody, and I'll see you tomorrow.
Oh. Tune in each week to Thoughts, Love, and Reflections, hosted by author James T. Deshay. Tune in and dial in Tuesday, 6 p.m., 657-383-0309. Thursday, 6 p.m., 347-855-8867. And Saturdays, 8 p.m., 657-383-0309, all times Eastern. James is the author of Thoughts, Love, and Reflections, and also Passion, Desire, and Contemplation. We talk about everything that's happening in our world, anything that impacts the lives of our listeners. If you'd like to be a guest on the show, email us at djames82@aol.com or call 407-394-9819 for more information. That's Thoughts, Love, and Reflections, heard here on your favorite radio station, Never Had It So Good, Sports Media Network.